Efforts to unseat longtime Sea Alaska incumbents failed this year. The board slate won the Southeast Regional Native Corporation elections, and a measure targeting those incumbents failed to attract enough votes to pass. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska's 22,000 shareholders have been able to vote by mail in the web since early May. Results were released during the corporation's June 24th annual meeting held in Heidelberg on Southeast's Prince of Wales Island. 8 independent candidates entered the race, many of them critical of the corporation's leaders. But the 4 seats on the ballot were won by a management slate made up of 3 incumbents and an allied newcomer. The top vote-getter was Heidelberg's Sidney Edenshaw. He's a 12-year board member and president of his community's tribal association. Next was Kingston, Washington's Ed Thomas. The 27-year board member spent most of the past 3 decades as president of the regional tribal government, the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. The third winning incumbent was Juneau's Ross Sobolev. The writer and commercial fisherman won a board seat 3 years ago as part of an independent slate. Kirkland, Washington's Morgan Howard was also elected. The communications company owner was chosen by the board from a group of about 50 shareholders who applied to run on its slate. He filled a seat vacated by Juneau anthropologist Rosita Worrell. The 30-year board member did not seek re-election this year, though she continues to run the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the corporation's cultural arm. 8 independent candidates also ran for Sea Alaska's board of directors. The highest vote-getters were Karen Togg and Doug Chilton of Juneau and Nicole Hollingstad of Arlington, Virginia. Togg works in finance, Chilton is an artist and teacher, and Hollingstad works for the National Congress of American Indians. She used to be Sea Alaska's corporate secretary. Candidate Togg authored the measure, targeting longtime incumbents. It would have shrunk the 13-member panel to 9 over several years, which she said would save money and promote efficiency. It called for prohibiting members with the most seniority from running on a board-endorsed slate. That would have made it much harder to win re-election. The measure attracted more support than opposition, but with a fewer than 60% turnout, it fell far short of the required majority of all votes that could have been cast. Sea Alaska opposed the measure, saying it would reduce representation and remove board members with valuable experience. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.